And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist as we get ready for the 24-25 season. The season opener just a week away on Friday, November 22nd against Urbandale. Coach, how have things been going in the off season and here in this first week or two of practice?
Oh, it's been great, Mike. Thanks for having me on. And our girls, you know, it's a senior-led team, you know, led by Bailey Birmingham and five others. So the leadership on the floor and in practice this week has been tremendous. And, you know, we had a fall league that we hosted the four Sundays leading into this week. And that kind of allowed our girls to play together and our new girls to mesh with, you know, our veterans. And it's just, we just kind of hit the ground running on Monday and haven't looked back since.
We take a quick look back at last season. It was your first season as head coach of the girls team, coming off a 6-win season prior. You go 18-5 last year, regional final appearance. Just how satisfying was that season overall to do what you guys did and make the strides that you did?
Yeah, I talked about this the other night that, you know, I've had some real special teams winning two state titles at Valley and another one that lost in the state finals my 10 years there. But last year's Norwalk team was super special to me. You know, they just had grit. They had fight. They, you know, found ways to win on games that, you know, maybe we shouldn't have. We were tremendous in overtime games. They just did everything that we asked of them. And that truly makes a special team. And it was one that, yeah, we fell a little bit short in the regional final, 4 points short, but it didn't take anything away from, you know, how special that group of girls was to me and one of my favorite teams to coach. So I'm just looking forward to a lot of those girls, all but one, Anna Larson. You know, we lost a solid senior last year. You kind of always do. But to be led by six of them this year, it's going to be really fun.
Right. Yeah, Anna brought a lot of leadership to the table, but now – you have the big senior class. You have some nice additions to the program, whether it's new kids in the district or freshmen coming in. And you got some size, too. How will your depth and your increased size really affect the ceiling for this team?
Yeah, we had two move-ins. One's 5'11", Grace Linder, came over from West Des Moines, and then she's one of our seniors. And then Hannah Overholzer moved in from Texas. Her family was originally from Norwalk, and they wanted to move back. So those two add lots of depth, along with Braylon Birmingham, freshman phenom for us. She's Bailey's sister, and she was already offered a Division I scholarship at our team camp in South Dakota this summer. So that was a really good camp for us to come together, kind of mesh, like I said, all those new players into the mix with our veterans from last year. And yeah, like you said, we are going to be really deep. We're going to be up tempo pressure teams, and then if we get tired, we're going to be able to put, you know, a couple girls in and not miss a beat. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the style of basketball that I like to play, you know, come to fruition.
And you talked about it, the sister combo now, Bailey and Braylon Birmingham. Bailey was the state's leading scorer last year. Braylon is getting all kinds of offers already, D1 offers. So it's an interesting dynamic with those two both able to score so much. And they probably haven't played a lot of organized basketball together because of the three-year separation. What are you seeing as far as them playing together? And what are the differences? How do you compare and contrast them a little bit?
Yeah, they're different players, and it is a work in process kind of having them on the floor at the same time. You know, they've been the alpha on their respective teams at their age levels, you know, on their AAU teams. So, but they're learning every day, and those girls are so coachable. Even though they're so talented, they are sponges. They take everything that we say as coaches in and want to be better each and every day. So when you have that attitude from sisters that they just want to be better and they want to win, and that's when you have something special, when you have your leaders, your leading scorers, you know, showing by example that they're super coachable they want to be the best they can be, and they want our team to be the best it can be.
So with the opener coming up against Urbandale in about a week, 6 days from our Coach's Corner show, what's your starting five look like at this point? And then maybe who are some of the top reserves that'll be giving you that depth?
Well, don't have our starting lineup finalized yet, but we know the Birminghams will be there. and then, so freshman, senior, Ava Carlson, you know, our second leading scorer last year, returning. She's a big piece of our team. Runs the floor super well, rebounds so well. So she just adds something that, you know, a lot of our other girls don't, you know, just aren't strengths. And we're going to have to find her a lot, too. She's not a forgotten one in our eyes. And then Hannah Overholzer, junior, move in. Definitely has solidified her spot as a starter on the left wing. And then it's kind of up in the air between Pearl Brown, who's one of our best on-the-ball defenders. We know we can put her on the other team's best player and limit them and shut them down. Or Grace Linder, if we need size, you know, 5'11", post player that can also stretch the defense and hit the three. She's been shooting the ball really well. So those six are vying for, you know, those five spots. And then off the bench, Ellie Doolin's had great practices. She started for us, you know, all of last year, and she's a senior. Peyton Travis is just coming off an ACL injury, but hit six threes in the regional semifinal game against Carlisle last year in an overtime win. So we know she's going to add something once she gets fully healthy and back into it. And then Avery Thomas, another senior off the bench, really good shooter, good rebounder, defender. We just have lots of girls. And then, you know, we've got Kara Scandrett, Kerrigan, McKenna Reeder's a new freshman that's doing a lot of really good things. Addie Stillman's another senior. So we just, you know, our varsity has 14 on it. 13 are healthy. We are going to miss Braylon Clark, our third leading scorer last year. She had hip surgery coming off her spring soccer season. So that's going to be tough, but we do have the depth, you know, to kind of withstand that right now. So we'll miss her. She's been at practices and still a big part of the team. But, yeah, just looking forward to the depth that we have.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist as we get ready for the 2024-2025 season. Let's talk a little bit about the Little Hawkeye Conference, who you think are going to be top competition there again this year, and your quest for maybe getting the title.
Yeah, I mean, DCG has won at least four or five of the last, you know, last season, so they're the returning champs for the Little Hawkeye Conference, so we've got to kind of take it from them. They were two of our five losses last year, and we know that's going to be – they're always going to be up there. Pella's strong. They're always deep and throw a lot of guards and good shooters at you. Indianola, solid, you know, a little younger last year, but they were one of our losses along with, you know, Lewis Central twice. So it's going to be deep at the top. You know, I think those four teams will kind of separate themselves a little bit. And then, yeah, that is one of our goals to in the regular season, win the Little Hawkeye Conference and then have that lead to a top seed and host a regional final. If we're fortunate enough to do that and pack this NPEC, we proved last year in that semifinal game against Carlisle, this place got loud, and, I'm sitting in it right now talking to you. And I dream about that regional final here where, you know, all the stands are filled and we're just, we have a home Norwalk crowd that is completely behind us to push us on to the state tournament. And then we have really big goals. We have goals to not only go to the state tournament, but to win it. And I think we have the group that if they come in with a mindset to be better each and every day, I think we'll have a great chance.
Yeah, obviously you're going to have those high goals with the talent and the depth that you have back this year. You know, you're thinking about that long term, but then you have to kind of curtail those thoughts too and just take things, you know, a game at a time, a week at a time?
Yeah, we do. And that's why we talk about right now in practice that daily improvement, you know, next play mentality, each play, be better than you were the last play. Each day, be better than you were the last day. And if we do that, then the long-term goals will kind of take care of themselves. And that's what I've really liked about this team is the willingness these first 4 days to come in and strive to be better than they were yesterday. And if we continue to do that, we'll be just fine.
And we've talked a lot about the things you guys can do well. Is there an area of concern that you need to work on here going into these first few games?
With the style that we play, it's still on the defensive side, just off the ball defense. We're continuing to work on that, being in good help side. And then offensively, we have to improve our three-point shooting percentage. Last year, it was around 25%. I told them we've got to be in the low 30s. Our goal is 33%. So going from making a one out of every four to one out of every three. And that would be a big jump. But we shot the ball pretty well in practice. We shot the ball pretty well in our fall league. So if we can improve those areas on both sides of the ball, I think a lot of good things will happen.
Well, that's been Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. I think we could talk about this team for a half hour today, but we better cut you off now. We'll talk to you soon. That season opener's coming up next Friday against Urbandale at the NPEC in Norwalk. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right. Look forward to seeing you next week, Mike. Thanks.